USA News, I'm Lance Pry. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria was arrested in connection to a homicide that happened Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say Vasquez Santa Maria crossed illegally into Texas in May and was released into the United States with a court date of 2025. Zero information is being released about the person he's to have allegedly murdered. Ford Motor Company narrowly avoided a dual labor strike in the United States and Canada, with automaker and the Canadian union, Unifor, announcing a tentative deal last night. Unifor, which represents roughly 18,000 workers at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis plants in Canada, threatened to go on strike at all three Ford's plants in that country if a deal was not reached. We could be saying goodbye to year-round football in the United States. The USFL and XFL are in talks to merge spring football leagues. The leagues hope to finalize a merger for the 2024 season. The deal would reportedly need regulatory approval. It is unclear whether the broadcasts of the games and where they might go. The USFL appeared on Fox and NBC, while XFL broadcasts have been shown on ESPN and ABC. The UAW strike against American automakers could intensify.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, they will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. Currently, the strike involves three auto plants, each representing one of the big three automakers. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
White House officials won't be heading to Detroit to help with the labor negotiations after all. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden said last week that Labor Secretary Julie Sue and Senior Advisor Gene Sperling would go to Detroit to give support as the United Auto Workers and companies try to work out a deal. But according to a statement, the White House says it's most productive for the two to continue discussions from Washington, D.C. instead.
Following a rise in annual inflation for August, the Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2024 is projected to rise at 3.2%, according to analysis by the Senior Citizens League. That boost would rise the average monthly benefit $57. However, that forecasted raise is far from historic 8.7% increase seen this year already. The Senior Citizens League is reporting retirees are receiving the highest cost of living bump in 40 years. Newly proposed legislation would allow more retail outlets for medical marijuana sales in Pennsylvania.
The State Senate Appropriations Committee has unanimously approved legislation allowing more growers and processors to sell directly to patients. The bill rectifies a situation under which some were allowed to sell directly to consumers in Pennsylvania instead of having to go through retail dispensaries, while others could not. This proposed bill would allow all growers and processors to apply for permits for direct-to-consumer sales. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.